Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. Combine and BrainMake are an amazing combination. Combine contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMake contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 50-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. If you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
back, and we have the amazing Cody Snodgrass, CIA munitions contractor, who turned down the very evil job of destroying the Alpha Phi Beta building back in 1995. And Cody, your book, how can they obtain it, your book on this whole situation? And then we're going to get into some comments about what's going on with the demon rats, I call them, and how they're trying to destroy our Constitution and even doxing or harassing people like Tucker Carlson. Let's get into your book. How do they obtain your book, and what's the website? Because your own website's been shut down so much in North America. We just got shut down here, so we're on phone rather than on there, Comrex. So the Internet service provider decided it was a real good idea to knock Dr. Deagle off the air, but we're connected by phone, so we're still getting a signal, maybe not as pure audio. But I want you to kind of tell people how they can get to your information and get your book right off the bat. Well, how do they do that?
Yeah, we've been under very heavy censorship, and we just got our website back up over in Europe. It's lightonconspiracies.com/Cody. If anyone's interested in our book, it's a 700-page book called Choosing the Light, Dark Secrets of the Oklahoma City Bombing. So we've been selling a lot of them overseas, but you can get a PDF file there. So anyway, yeah, the censorship is unbelievable, Dr. Bill. I've never seen anything like it in my life here.
Right. And you have to understand that the intel agencies are all collaborating. It's not just Lisa Page working to try to take down Trump. It's a global organization of evil, isn't it?
Yes. Yep, it's the New World Order that George Bush, you know, he talked about in that famous speech back in the early 1990s where he said New World Order 17 times in the speech. And he said, you know, read my lips, no action.
Well, he announced that exactly 10 years to the day to the demolition of the World Trade Center Tower. And his son, Marvin Bush, was the security officer for the building, and his other son was the president at the time, reading a pet goat book in a grammar school in Florida with the book upside down, and then taken away by Secret Service officers when the demolition of the first tower fell. So people need to understand what's going on here is pure evil, isn't it?
Yes, that 9/11 job was, in fact, you know, an inside job, they call it, you know, pre-wired. You know, the physics of the building number 7 falling is undeniable, that, you know, those it had to be demolition to make it fall in 10.6 seconds free fall speed. There's no way that can happen naturally unless the lower floors are taken out first to permit the free fall gravity. And that's why they never showed any pictures of World Trade Center number 7 on the mainstream media. They just kept showing this.
By the way, they announced the falling of the towers actually before it happened in the news. Remember that news item where the actual announcer was announcing the falling of the building before it actually happened? Remember that?
Yeah, I think that was over in London with the BBC, and they had the girl standing there.
News, yeah.
And they were saying that the building was going to fall or had fallen and was still up something. I mean, it was real plain.
It was a live camera feed, so it was only delayed a couple seconds. It was not, you know, a big, long site, you know, digital delay. So people need to understand that this was a micro nukes and RDX. I've tried to do analysis of the debris of the World Trade Center for well over a decade. And every time I've tried to, the last was, the U.S. State Department told the lab in Japan that they're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle, let alone do an analysis with dual neutron spectroscopy of the isotopes.
Yeah, in my book, I have a copy of an open physics journal paper from Europe where they had actually, one of the truck drivers did get some samples of that molten metal at the World Trade Centers, and they had to take it to use the gas chromatography mass spectrometers over in Europe. Every time they tried to get it anywhere in the States, they were not allowed to use university equipment and so forth. So I do have a copy of that, and it has the nanothermite particles found, and I got a copy of that in the book.
Yeah, but that's only part of the demolition. There are also nukes and in the building and RDX, because the outside joists were cut with RDX, which we'll cut the joists in the building, too.
Yeah, to take buildings right down like that, you'd have to have a combination of things.
Right. Now, here's the real issue. Why did it happen then? There was a financial disaster planned. The Patriot Act was actually being written by a battalion of attorneys for up to 5 years before. This planning started during Bill Clinton's years and as a president, didn't it?
Yes, they actually tried to get the a version of the Patriot Act passed before the Oklahoma City bombing. And then afterwards, Bill Clinton got his anti-effective death penalty and anti-terrorism act passed in the wake of that.
Yeah, really, yeah. Well, the Patriot Act was already pre-built.
Right? Yes. Oh, yeah. And then right when it was being rolled out, around that same time, you remember, then the anthrax scare happened.
Well, I was even told about the anthrax in March of 2001, before 9/11, by the Center for Disease Control and the FBI director, who met with me at the Adams Mark Hotel, and we were doing a bioterrorism drill after the Operation Top Off in Dark Winter, and I was there with military officers as well as the FEMA director at the Adams Mark Hotel in downtown Denver, Colorado. So this was not a surprise to me when the other agents told me they were going to do war game simulations in New York City in the fall of 2001. All right?
Right.
So when it happened, because I was the exit examiner of the Alpha P. Murrah building, and when they found out, one of the five told me in great detail how they were exposed to radiation. Three radiation detectors went off scale. We're not talking about super thermal, we're talking about radiation. They removed a C4 pineapple, RDX, and high explosive cord from the Alpha P. Murrah building, which was really well built, and even C4 in the pillars of the parking garage. After he spilled the beans at a bar near Fort Carson, they hauled me into the boardroom at St. Francis Hospital in front of the board for the hospital and fired me in front of Major Swinder and the board members and gave me death threats. And I countered. I said, you're going to give me a letter of reference to 50,000 severance. And if you come in with 500 miles of me and my family, I have friends in Delta Force and Special Op, and I will take you out. And there'll be no connection to Dr. Deagle. And they gave me the letter of reference and the 50,000 the next day. And I got my letter of reference, so I was able to get another job because I was there with my little family. So you have to understand, if you're not brave and stand up to these bastards, they'll kill you. And now if they tried to kill me, people would believe, because I've been doing this a long time. In fact, the fact that my show got shut down yesterday for the first hour, then again today, shows that even the Internet service provider is part of the game to make sure that Deagle doesn't have a separate network. Well, I do have one, and it's good. I'm going to fix the IP address probably, if not this afternoon, tomorrow morning, and we're going to continue doing our show, and we're going to continue blasting all the other networks, the godless networks of Genesis Network, Republic Radio, and even Rents. People have to understand, when they don't include God in the equation, you cannot do right. You cannot tell the whole truth, can you?
No. You know, I have a question I'd like to ask you, Dr. Bill, about the Alfred P. Murrah building.
Right.
When I broke the story in this book over a year ago, I had a lot of traffic and mail. And one guy said he was a paramedic, and he wrote this in a hand letter. He didn't want to do it on the email or phone. He has a lot of family in the Oklahoma City area, and he's still afraid of repercussions. But he told me what he saw, and he said across the street there were buildings, and they found it was like stains on the sidewalk and on the inside the walls. The glass had been blown out, and there was these stains on the wall, and they didn't know what they were at first until they started examining them. And he said they were melted human bodies that had been like flashed. And so an ammonium nitrate charge and diesel, you know, fertilizer and diesel, like supposedly in the truck that McVeigh, the Ryder truck,
yeah,
that he
tried to pretend
wrote.
It was Enfo. I got to insert this. The director of the talk to me, I had all five that I special up. It was seven times more Enfo in the Khobar Towers and only blew some windows in. Didn't do structural damage to the building in Khobar in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, years earlier. So please continue, because what you're describing is a what's called, when you have a nuclear device, it releases X-rays, and you get basically a hyperthermic injury to the cells of any what's called paramagnetic material, like aluminum or human cells or anything like water containing like concrete. And what it does is superheats it to 50,000 degrees and literally splatters it on the wall. So that's what you're dealing with, is superheated human cells exploded and then splatters it, and it literally takes the dye of the red cells in their blood and splatters it on the wall. That's what happened, right?
Yeah, and this guy that wrote me the letter, he was a civilian paramedic. He'd never been in the military or any of that, and they didn't know what that was at first. And so my question is, you know, and he asked me, and I told him, I said, an ammonium nitrate and diesel type of explosion doesn't have the characteristics in it to do something like that to human tissue. But yeah, exactly. And high-level explosions that can superheat and basically just vaporize a whole human body and leave what remains of it on the wall or the sidewalk where it was standing. And I said, that's what you were seeing.
Data. Right. The plenum chambers in a step down for cell phone towers in the area, it was in a mile and a half of the World Trade Center, were fried. The mirrors that were aluminized mirrors on even fire engines and cars parked out in the parking lots were fried. What people have to understand, the surge of X-rays and electromagnetic radiation caused these events to happen that are completely separate from even the explosion, because they're part of the sideband radiation that comes off of the bomb when it explodes. When you have a nuclear explosion, a typical one, 97% of the radiation that's released is X-rays. And if you have a tuned explosion, so it's primarily what we call a neutron blast, you have primarily a neutron flux rather than much X-ray. So a higher amount of the radiation is a flux of neutrons, but a great percentage of the radiation is X-rays that superheats paramagnetic materials. So concrete, people, anything containing water or any paramagnetic material explodes and turns into an atomic vapor, which is why 45% of the content of the building, including concrete, was turned into an atomic vapor. And so it wasn't even in the debris pile, right, was it?
Yeah, and we've also had new reports. I think it's Brookhaven National Laboratories up there, pretty within an hour's drive of the World Trade Centers. And there was one person, some supposed whistleblower guy, that said that he believes that they used a particle beam from that building. And it's a straight line of sight.
I heard that. I don't believe that. I'm an expert on particle beam radiation research at White Sands Missile Base. So if it was an asymmetric particle beam that struck the building, would have fallen asymmetrically. It fell right on its own footprint, because the chain of pearls, which is what I was told by my Finnish munitions expert that was contracted to demolish the buildings with micronukes and RDX in 1998 with the Port Authority of New York, from Finland, and I have the documents still, said that the nukes actually dissolved. For example, if you can see the video of the radio tower on top of the building, it was actually turned into a vapor, because much of that radio tower was aluminum. And what people have to understand, anything that was paramagnetic, steel, aluminum, concrete, people, anything that is paramagnetic would immediately pick up that radiation and turn into a vapor cloud, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and there was, if you watch the films of those buildings falling, there's that pyroclastic, it's almost like a vapor, a cloud that comes out around them. It's just completely pulverized material.
Now, let's get into what's going on, too, now with Ann Coulter and Trump. And I don't know why she's saying she demands precise latitude and longitude of new border wall Trump is building. Why is she being picky on these things? He's just trying to build a whole wall. And I see her as a potential operative. I see what's going on now is the Democrats have decided that they're going to do everything with Nadler, filing for any more documents, not seeing it yet. That they all they want to do is they want to see if they can delay it long enough that they can get an impeachment by the summer, so they can destroy him, and maybe they can or even remove the vice president as well.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, as herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vincositine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro increases the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Cody here. Now, again, the website is, in order to get your book, which is in a PDF form, how do they get it again, Cody?
Yeah, they go to lightonconspiracies.com/Cody. That's my partner Ole Domegard's website, and there's a lot of really good stuff on there besides my book, too. So if you're interested in researching any type of things like 9/11 or any of the rest of the false flag attacks, we have huge files on that site.
Right. Now, there's a couple things that are happening right now. And some of them are happening right under Donald Trump's nose. First off, he pushed the recycling water, which includes toxic water from Northern California that's actually frack water containing hydrogen sulfide. And when humans concentrate it, it'll even dissolve steel or your toilets. And on the other hand, he's pushing 5G network, which is the final layer of the mark of the beast. Because once you have the Internet of Things, including autonomous vehicles, robots, and cyborgs and drones, you've got total control of the population because you've turned the nation and the world into a cybernetic video game, haven't you? And unfortunately, Trump has bad advisors around him that are globalists and Satanists and Luciferians. And the other networks are not going to point this out. They're going to point out anywhere from 20 to 50% what seems to be plausible truth, and the rest is blather. And unless you include God in the equation, whether it's Genesis and all their hosts, or Republic Radio, or the Rents Network, you're never going to get the actual full and unaltered truth. Because if you don't include God in the equation, you can never understand that the only thing that's going to save us is the Creator God himself. We cannot save ourselves. Even if you get food supplies and other things, you're going to do the right thing. And you've got some economic things like our care bar system, and you've got your supplements, so you're no longer taking tons of drugs. But you have to understand, unless you include God in the equation, you're never going to give the whole truth to people, and you're going to have people believe a lie. For example, it's one thing for Trump to sign Bibles in Alabama. It's quite another thing to have a fireside chat and read the Bible and be a Christian, which I don't believe Trump is yet. He's a pre-Christian because he believes in spiritual liberty. But the fact is, being a high-level Royal Irish Mason like his father, I guarantee you that he's not a born-again Christian, especially when his apostate daughter, Ivanka, and his Kabbalistic warlock son-in-law, Kushner, who got the USMCA treaty for Mexico and got the highest Mexican award, is working hard on getting this treaty in Israel. They're not going to respect Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh, Jesus. They're going to start a blood sacrifice, which is the abomination that desolates by giving territory to the Palestinians, which is the two-state solution that only the Muslim nations around them will accept from Qatar and Saudi Arabia. So what I see happening is right under Trump's nose, he's preparing as an apocalyptic president the world for the covenant with death, which will probably be signed in his second term. And I give Trump credit when he improves the economy, but the man, unless he's saved and directed by the Spirit of the Most High God through his called for prophets and apostles, that includes people like you and I who know the truth about Oklahoma City and 9/11. And being a builder, he should know if we had a dialogue with the man, he'd know that we're having great trouble getting testing at laboratories like Geordie Labs in America for neutron spectroscopy of the debris of the World Trade Center. It's not a minor thing. If you ignore 9/11, you're going to have bigger events than 9/11 happen, and the public are going to be ignorant because the regular media and the alternative media that don't include God are never going to get the answers, are they?
No. And there's another thing that's alarming about Trump's nomination for Attorney General, William P. Barr. It turns out that he's a.k.a. CIA agent Robert Johnson from the MENA, Arkansas days, and he was also the AG for George Bush Sr., and he helped him cover up tremendous crimes in the Iran-Contra affair.
Exactly, and he worked with Condoleezza Rice in the Aral Basin, bringing in the oil and even having our troops on the border before 9/11, before we invaded, right after 9/11, Afghanistan, right? Remember that?
Yeah, and when I see someone like William P. Barr, you know, who's a known cover-up artist for the deep state, being installed in a high-level position like that, it makes me think another false flag attack's coming, and they're setting the pieces to cover it up.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. I mean, he helped George Bush Sr. cover up the crimes down in Arkansas and a lot of the stuff with 9/11. And, the Iran-Contra stuff. And so in that position, that man is capable of covering up any future thing that might happen in the next 6 months. They could steer the FBI how they want them to, just like they did in Oklahoma City and just like they did at the 9/11 hours.
Yeah, well, they keep on saying they're going to release the Mueller information. Mueller has nothing, but we even have Adam Schiff. They need to change the last two letters of the name from Adam Schiff to Adam Schitt, because the man with his Google eyes lying and lying and lying so many times on television, you turn it on, you always see this guy with his puffy cheeks lying and lying and lying. It's absolutely disgusting. And the problem I see is the media needs to be shut down. Washington Post needs to be closed. Many of these stations, their network people like Costa, never should have a press pass again. And what I see happening is a lot of these networks need to lose their license, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, they're heavily infiltrated, you know, through FBI, Mockingbird, and all the stuff. Time Warner, NBC, ABC. They've had undercover CIA agents in them posing as journalists, editors, writers, and so forth for many, many years.
Right. So this guy William Barr is a good example of how Trump is screwing up.
Yeah, William Barr is he's referenced 56 times in Terry Reed's book. That's the Air Force intelligence guy that was down in Mena, Arkansas, with the contract pilot Barry Seal, in the Operation Centaur Rose down there that we talk about in our book. And he actually saw William P. Barr, a.k.a. Robert Johnson, down in at a meeting with Bill Clinton in the middle of those ops down there. And he tells a story in his book. And he was directly involved with the CIA down there in those operations. And now a lot of Americans don't know that or remember that. And then George Bush nominated him as AG, and he covered up a lot of stuff for him. And then now all this time went by, and so Trump's installed him at the same time. They're pushing the 5G network and the other things he's doing. So it doesn't look good. I'm not so sure about Trump anymore, what side he's really on.
I don't know if there's death threats to his family or the man is just not saved. But I can hear a little bit of an echo. Maybe it comes through your speakers. But what I see happening is making me very concerned about Trump being basically at this point a distraction. And while the left is trying to attack him as much as they can, a lot of the New World Order is moving at the speed of light under Trump, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I mean, it
looks
like he's
not slowing down at all.
No, he's... The push that he wrote, that executive order to push the 5G network and expand it very rapidly here in the U.S., that is the New World Order control grid. That is the smart city core. You can't have a smart city or an Agenda 21 United Nations city unless you have a network like 5G with the 30 to 60 gigahertz ranges. And him pushing that, did you know that Mar-a-Lago, his estate down there in Florida, Palm Beach, I have an article here where they said no 5G around that area. So they've already put it in the law to block around Mar-a-Lago where his estate is so there's no 5G, and then he's pushing it in the rest of the country.
Right, which is evil. So we need to call
and
a spade a spade, don't we?
He's either very ignorant of what 5G is, or he's in on the plan with them. And here's the second thing with William P. Barr, a.k.a. CIA agent Robert Johnson. All of that stuff is factual. You know, we did a whole show about it, getting into detail on all of Robert Johnson's. That was his cover name, just like Oliver North had the cover name John Clancy. and Felix Rodriguez, the CIA agent that was involved in Operation 40 and all of the drugs from Cambodia and Laos, the China White Triad drugs, with General Richard Secord and CIA agent Ted Shackley. Felix Rodriguez was also at the meeting with Robert Barr down there at the Little Rock National Guard Armory, an eyewitness, him and Bill Clinton. And, you know, Felix Gomez, he's a master CIA agent, and his cover name was Max Gomez. And so Robert Johnson was the cover name that William Barr was using. This guy's a known deep state operative. He's been working with the CIA for a long time, and now he's the attorney general. My question, Dr. Bill, why did Trump nominate this guy and then also push the New World Order 5G network at the same time?
Well, why is he allowing his son-in-law to actually set up the peace treaty in the Middle East? It's actually – and Bill, by the way, this is what I've heard, and I want you to tell me if you've corroborated the evidence, but the U.S. Embassy – in Israel, from my sources, and I've talked to Jonathan Gray, in Israel is actually over the site of the ancient temple, the Temple of Zerubbabel. Have you heard that?
No, I didn't know that.
Right. So if you actually look at it, it said they've doctored the image of it, but in fact, U.S. Embassy in Israel is being built over the Springs of Gihon below the Eastern Gate, but not the Temple of Antonius, what they call it, the Wailing Wall, which is not the wall of the temple. It's the ancient wall of the Temple of Antonius that had 10,000 troops at the time of Jesus in it, Roman troops. This is the Temple of Zerubbabel, was built 5 centuries before Jesus, and it was destroyed by Titus, the emperor of Rome, after Jesus, many years after, but it's the actual site of the temple where the U.S. Embassy is being built, from what I've heard from my sources. I'm trying to find out if this is correct. it's a controversial image, but apparently it says it's a simulation of the third temple instead. So in other words, this embassy is actually, remember it says they shall speak as if they are God in the temple of God. The actual place where they're building the U.S. Embassy is the site of the temple that was destroyed by Titus. Wild, eh?
Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you another question, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's something called the GEC. It's the Global Engagement Center. It's inside the U.S. State Department, and that was established by the Defense Authorization Act of 2017. That came out in the fall of 2017, about the same time. I mean, this thing got operational about the same time of this Q phenomenon that's been going on. And we've been doing some
research. Q is a manipulation of the media. I don't believe that Q is straight up. I believe it's another intel agency trying to control the narrative, just like Alex Jones was trying to control a narrative, and when I disagreed with him about the demolition of the World Trade Center, and he said it was just super thermite alone, I said, no, it's got to be nukes. I said, I have a background in nuclear physics. It was 55 times the level of tritium in Building 6, and I have actual debris and analysis from U.S. Geological. And Alex got so angry, he actually told his staff that if I called to do many more shows with him, I was being a sexual predator of Alex. So Alex is a nutball. He's a deep CIA agent, and so are a lot of these other people, including many other hosts of these other networks that are godless, that don't want to give God credit or understand that God's going to reveal things like he did to me with the Laurentian Islands and the Russian and Chinese nukes down there now. In fact, I just mentioned to my co-host yesterday, John W. Spring, that I saw three Chinese hospital ships with a big red cross on them on the coast, because there are 3 to 5 divisions of Chinese God show me supernaturally in Venezuela right now, ready for American invasion. And they're apparently, from my sources, which are classified, that we have a special op division down there already right now, while the supplies are trying to come in and support Guaido. The fact is, we're on the edge of a major conflict. And what I've heard about the Emeritus 3, Title 3 suspension that's supposed to occur this Friday, the major change in the status is going to occur this Friday after the lights went out last weekend in Caracas. So people need to understand there's something really big about to brew, isn't there? The Ides of March, remember they said that Et tu, Brute, you know, in the Julius Caesar play with Shakespeare. What we're dealing with right now is something this Friday really big is going to break, especially dealing with Cuba and Venezuela. And the Chinese and Russians are involved.
CardiVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
And welcome back. And we have Cody Snodgrass. How do they get your book again, Cody? And what site do they go to?
Yeah, they go to our websites in the states, U.S. here have been hacked repeatedly, and we can't even keep them up here. Over in Europe, we have a website. It's lightonconspiracies.com/Cody, and you can get the book there as well as a lot of information and files and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I want to deal with a few other things. Between now and the next 20 months before the election, I'm going to give a list of what I expect will happen. Number one, I expect that the globalists will try to crash the economy. I expect you'll have a geoclimatic disaster. Right now we have disastrous weather that's occurring in Colorado. You mentioned a few really unusual things. I used to live there for many years. I lived there in Colorado for about 10, 12 years. And I've never seen weather. I used to travel from Colorado Springs to Denver. That road, when it's closed, it's dangerous as hell anyway, with black ice. But if it's closed, it means the weather is so bad you can't put any vehicle on the road.
Dr. Bill,
see some geoclimatic disasters occurring, and of course the globalists will blame it on global warming, which is crap because what's going on is global cooling. We're in a moderate cooling period, which drove the Vikings out of Greenland 360 years ago. It's on a regular cycle. We're also in the front edge of a pole shift. And I mentioned this before, we have two North Poles now. The North Pole magnetically is actually in Siberia. It's not in Canada anymore, or even in the regular Arctic Circle where it usually is. We have two South Poles. We have a geomagnetic pole from the South Atlantic all the way out to 22,000 miles out. That's by that distance. It's five times the diameter of Earth, where there's no protection in that area of the ocean from cosmic radiation, X-rays, and background ultraviolet light. What's going on worldwide is we're heading toward a geoclimatic crash. And what I see happening, remember how it says in the book of Revelation, in the middle of the tribulation, a war will start with a seven-year treaty or agreement, a covenant with death. That covenant with death is being fomented by Donald J. Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, which will be, by rabbinic law, can only be sanctified on Sukkot, which will probably occur because the red heifer was born in August of 2018. That's just last year. So we're actually on the front edge of a very, very evil time where the Russians can hit us with a first strike weapon. They have them in Kaliningrad, south of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia. They have them in Puente Huente in Nicaragua, and now in La Rochelle Island. And God showed me supernaturally, and my cohort, John W. Spring, was the whistleblower for the first Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962 and Grenada in the 1980s. And now, third time, the same man, now going to be 80, on March 19th, is corroborate all of my evidence. The man's very smart. He's got an IQ over 200 like me. And he actually found tons of evidence. We even have satellite photos proving that the Russians have nukes. And then they tried to get enraged. Mr. Putin is not our friend. He's a mortal enemy, and so are the Chinese. The people don't understand. At the very least, they want to hit us with what's called a weapon of indignation to knock out our power grid and then have us literally cannibalize our own civilization. People don't get this, how close we are to disaster, do they?
No, and I wonder why FEMA, here in the U.S. has ordered 2,500 gallons of hydrogen cyanide, and why they've also ordered up to 30,000 guillotines from the Chinese and 16,000 replacement blades for the guillotines from Mexico. And they've also been touring the biohack plant in Sweden, okay, and ordering special microchips for tests, okay? And they've also asked for different designs of the microchips. So why are all these events occurring? Why is FEMA doing this kind of stuff? And if anyone doesn't believe me, Google it up. Look it up on the Internet. 2,500 gallons of hydrogen cyanide.
Wow. Do you want to send those links to me, and I'll post them up as well? Send those links to me of where you found that.
Okay.
And I'm going to continue my research. They have it posted about the U.S. Embassy and the temple as well.
Yeah, and they've ordered
Please continue. Yeah, you're on a roll now. I want you to continue, please.
Well, they've ordered a lot of coffins, tens of thousands of coffins that fit three and four people. They're burnable coffins. So they're preparing for something big. I know for a fact, I've seen some of the classified stuff FEMA has with my eyes. Of course, it's a felony to possess any of that stuff, but I've seen many of the classified files. And
I confronted the FEMA director at the Adams Park Hotel in March of 2001, before 9/11, and I confronted them that their plan was not to decontaminate people that are exposed to radiation, because we had a radiation simulation and a bioweapon simulation with the Operation Top Off in Dark Winter that I participated. I was a point man with the CDC and the FBI and the University of Colorado Department of Infectious Disease. And he tried to take off out of the stadium there, and I chased him, yelling at the peak of my lungs, and I'm loud enough, if you're near me, you're going to lose some permanent hearing. And the general beside me with all the big braids on his chest said, hey, if you do that, you're going to, you know, I started yelling at him while he's in the podium, and he tried to take off. And I was yelling questions at him because he tried to evade me, and I wasn't going to be evaded as he's leaving the stadium. So what people need to understand, things are way out of control. We're very close to something very cataclysmic, and unfortunately, Trump is presiding over it, isn't he?
Yes, he is. There's a big rise in the forces of darkness. There's been a lot of demonic sightings and possessions and occult Satanist stuff going on. The forces of light, like us, we're rising up too. But there's something very big fixing to happen, very big.
Yeah, I don't know all the details, but I tell you, I see geoclimatic disasters, financial disasters. I do believe, though, that Trump will be reelected. I want for him to have some mano-a-mano time with you and me and others I consider the Samuel Council. We need to be his high priest. The man is not yet a Christian. If he becomes a Christian, he will become the greatest leader since King David back in ancient Israel. But like King David, he had sexual sins, but he needs to be to own those sins and be public about it rather than trying to hide it or pay off his previous women like this one that, you know, tried to sue him.
Well, his putting William P. Barr as the Attorney General, and coupled with the 5G expansion, these two things are all deep state, New World Order plans for many years. This stuff, I can't believe that he could be ignorant of William P. Barr's past, a.k.a. Robert Johnson, or he could be ignorant of the health effects of 5G. Either his advisors are totally lying to him, or he's with them. And it's very disturbing.
Yeah.
The 5G is the heart of the New World Order control grid worldwide. It's the heart of the microchips in Revelation, where they say
it's the part of hacking into your consciousness, okay, which is what they want to do. With 5G, they can't do it. They can't have autonomous robots or cyborgs or anything. They can't have literally create was a virtual world project where they actually have a digital model of a cybernetic model of Earth down to 1.5 centimeters, including vertical GPS coordinates. unless they have 5G. Without 5G, the New World Order cannot exist. And that's one of the reasons why 5G will be destroyed by the pole shift as well.
Well, I hope
that's
so, because
God's going to do to destroy them.
Those chips, they're making them at the Biohack Corporation over there in Sweden. They have a company here in Wisconsin that's already employing them in their people. Right here in the U.S., there's about 4,000 people with these subcutaneous RFID implantable microchips. They usually go between their thumb and their first finger in that fatty tissue there, and they're already using them. And it's headed to the cashless society.
What they want to do is what Zuckerberg talked about, which is a mind reader technology, or Elon Musk talked about his Neuralink. They want direct brain interface with the SuperNet. They want people to go to cybernetic brothels and jump off side of cliffs with bat suits on in cyberspace, so they won't have any physical consequences to living in the cybernetic world. And some people like the movie that was put out about 20 years ago called Coma, where people go into an artificial coma and live in cyberspace the rest of their days, hung up on wires with artificial life extension technology to keep them in suspended states for hundreds of years. That's what their intention is. And people don't get this. They don't realize. We're heading toward a time where the human race is going to be finished. We're heading toward a time where cyborgs and transhumans and living in cybernetic space, when you do that, your last bit of grace is gone, because when the soul is controlled, so the cybernetic world is controlled by the luciferic digital entity, you no longer have grace. All you have is judgment left. So you've lost your soul.
Right, you've been pushed down to the lower mental realms, the ego realms. Did you know, Dr. Bill, over in China right now, they have these special hats they're testing for workers, and these hats read the electromagnetic fields around the brain.
They've been doing it for 3 years. 3 years.
And they tell them what emotions that the workers are feeling.
Right, and if they feel that they have emotions that are incompatible with their job, they pull them off the shift and they send them home. They have mind control systems now, and they eventually want to hack into the cortex so they can learn the alphabet of their cortex and have bidirectional control of their mind.
Anyone who pushes this 5G network, okay, this is the New World Order satanic control grid. It's an electronic grid that will read the Mark of the Beast chips that they talk about in Revelation. You know, you take it in your forehead.
By the way, the Mark of the Beast chips, build it after metrics, and the first sixes of the 3-6 digits are the tissue type. So your organ transplant, the first three sixes, the first six digits will actually determine which tissues can be transplanted as organ donors. So when they have this, they actually have a thing called the DNA biochip, and they can determine your HLA haplotype and transplantability. With a 42-cent chip back in 1999, 20 years ago, I saw it face-to-face, where they can actually take a microdrop of your blood and determine exactly your DNA haplotypes, which is the first six of your 3-6 digits for your Mark of the Beast number. And so everybody is going to receive a number, and the first six is actually how to transplant your organs, which, by the way, as soon as you go into a Lao Dai prison camp in China, that's what they do. They tissue type you.
Dr. Bill, that's why these new... They're smart guillotines that they ordered from China. When the body's placed on there, it can scan the data that you're talking about in the chip. And then once the head's gone, they can use and harvest the organs.
Right.
And
amazing.
No, people can Google this up. These Chinese guillotines are new. They're biometric guillotines. They're chock full of electronics. And FEMA got them from them and brought them over here. They are here.
Right.
I guarantee you they're here.
Yeah. I know. I have my own sources. They're coming through ports in California, aren't they? The primary place to come in.
And they got the replacement blades from Mexico because they didn't want any contractors here in the U.S. Ratting them out, you know. So they're moving all this stuff here. They're getting it all set up for something.
Yeah, well, they have enough detention camps for almost 20 million people. But a lot of people they plan on executing, because if you go to my play on my name site, Deagle.com, they actually accurately are predicting that by 2025, there'll be only 65 million Americans left. addressed to be dead or classified as